And after that quick break, the timeout is over, and the two teams take the field for a two-point conversion. And this is a big play, Tommy. There's still 12 minutes left in the fourth. They can cut it to 8 points. We've got ourselves a ball game.
Yeah, it's either going to be a one-possession game after this or a two-possession game. It all comes down to this McHenry offense, who is going for the two-point conversion.
Caruso in the shotgun. Twins right in close. Motion guy all over the place in the backfield. Roll out right in the corner of the end zone, and it is caught. Is that Manis again? I believe so. Yes, it is. Manis finds his way open, coming across left to right in the right corner of the end zone for the two-point conversion. 8-point game, 12 minutes remaining.
Huntley's going to come out the next defensive possession of theirs and try to stop that Manis kid. That's the second possession or second catch that's resulted in points for McHenry.
Yeah, Manis, he was definitely a point of emphasis for Coach Namola and this Raiders defense, and for good reason, as he has two touchdowns and a two-point conversion, several big plays in this one. As they're trying to get the student section to jump around and get back hype after the defense allowed that touchdown. Still up 8.
Thinking about that, I haven't heard much noise coming from Raider Nation tonight. They're going to need to get that intensity up, support the guys out there on the field.
Juan, would you say that the Raiders kind of came out flat to start this second half?
You know what? I have not seen the intensity that they had in the first half. They can transfer over to the second half. They're kind of letting McHenry take the control of the tempo.
Well, we saw the Red Raiders basically sputter out pretty quick on that opening drive in the third, and then, boom, McHenry scores. And, you know, I think it might have been a little shock to the system for Huntley that it's like, whoa, hang on a second. We were just up 16-0, and now it's right there. As we take a quick moment for our sponsor from Huntley Realty. Tommy?
Yes, this fourth quarter of this Huntley football game is underwritten in part by Huntley Realty. Huntley Real Estate has been helping homeowners close on their new homes in Huntley for the past 17 years. For more information, please call your real estate needs. Call Huntley Realty at 847-669-4010.
Arvidsson fields the kick at the 10 and is tripped up on a nice play by Joel Walters, just shy of the 25-yard line, make it the 23-yard line. Number 8, Harrison Stewart. Raiders looking to get their offensive rhythm back again.
Yes, that's very true. And this McHenry defense is going to want to make sure that they are not jumping off sides, which it seems like they've done at least 3 to 4 times tonight.
Well, we've seen the hard count out of DeLegio, mostly on those third downs. We'll see if they start mixing it in. Walker, motion left to right, jet sweep, hands it to him, finds a hole, and is wrestled down for a first down.
That's what happens when you continuously fake handing it off to Walker, and then one time you just let him run for it. Yep. You're going to get a game like that. Nice.
That's the second time that we've seen Walker come towards us on the short side of the field as well. You know, lots of eye candy from Walker and even Ardell running around in that backfield, giving that defense something to think about on every play.
Yeah, and it looks like that Walker's effort right there was all for naught, as there is a flag on the last play.
Looked to have been a holding penalty on the Raiders, so that backs them up to about first and 20 now. Hand off to Hayden Jahnke up the middle. He fights forward. Gets down to about the 19 and a half.
Yeah, Hayden's just following his blockers straight up the middle right there to great effect. And I'm wondering if they're going to just continuously go in and giving it to Hayden here.
Second and 12 from the 20. A chunk play on first down, needing another one on second. DeLegio in the shotgun. Walker in motion left to right. The hand to Jahnke again. He goes down to meet the defender at the line of scrimmage, maybe gets a yard.
Yeah, I think Huntley's trying to get the first down, trying to keep continuously moving the ball, but what they're also trying to do, waste some clock here, get these guys to the end of the game, and end up winning the game by just continuously doing their job, which is getting down the field and picking up possession, taking time off the clock.
And this is the dilemma the Raiders find themselves in. You don't want to be throwing incompletions as they go hard count and get the jump on third and long, like we just mentioned. Now a third and five, much more manageable. But like I was saying, this is the dilemma that the Raiders offense is in. You haven't completed many passes, so you don't want to get stuck in long situations where you have to pass, and now you're stopping the clock. But they're starting to tee off you on you on the run game.
Yeah, they also don't want to be get too comfortable with the McHenry players making mistakes like they just did, jumping over offside. It's not always going to happen like that.
As DeLegio goes to a quick hook route to Jacob Witt back out on the field. Little possession catch there for six and a first down on third and five. See, another delay of game penalty that shoots McHenry in the foot, and now they allow this drive to continue.
Yeah, they had momentum too. They had him 10 yards back, third down, but just made a mistake.
Ligio in the shotgun again. Fakes the handoff to Janky and flips it out to Walker, who's wrestled down for a loss of three at the 30. It's the second or third time we've kind of seen that quick pitch.
Yeah, you have to give it up for 36 on defense out there. He was the only one not running towards Hayden's fake handoff.
And that's Connor McLean out on the left side of that defense, playing his role, not getting sucked into that wash. Second and long. Going back to Janky, and he finds a hole through the left side of the line between the left guard and left tackle. Makes it a much more manageable third down, third and five.
Hayden Janky up the middle for a gain of about seven. Tackled again by number 52, Evan Grimace. Third down, Huntley.
Looks like Huntley is back out here, two to the left.
It is worth noting that Luke Grisky, who went down earlier with a left leg injury, still not out on the field at left tackle. As Walker motions left or right, DeLegio hands it to Janky, who fights forward for a gain of two. Fourth and three. What do you do here, Tommy, from the 40, from the 42?
You know what I would do right here? I'd call a play action. Fake the ball handoff to Janky, making them all focus on the box, throw a slant.
And it looks like they're going to bring out the punt team. And Hayden Janky kind of threw his arms up in the air a little bit there, not happy with the call. Feels like he probably could have picked up those couple of yards. But that's going to bring out Mason Wotas for the punt from the 41-yard line. As he sends that one through the air. That one bounces at about the 33, rolls down inside the 25 to the 24, where it is touchdown. And down eight, McHenry will have the ball from the 23-yard line with 8 minutes and 7 seconds left to try to tie this game up. And a hold on McHenry is going to give the Raiders a first down, I believe.
Yeah, that's the third foul or flag by McHenry in this second half. And again, we said at the halftime that if McHenry wanted to get back in this game, they're going to mitigate those mistakes. And look at the score right now. They're down one possession, 8 points. All those mistakes and that one, couple fumbles during this second half could have been the difference between them winning and them ultimately losing right now.
And it is, in fact, going to be the Raiders' ball after the holding penalty. And like you just said, another penalty that gives the Raiders a first down. They got the ball back. 8 minutes left across midfield.
And I really do not like continuously saying it, but it is what's going on out on the field. McHenry's putting together good drives continuously. They get about 5 to 6 good drives, 5 to 6 good plays on defense, and then they make a mistake by either fumbling the ball or jumping off sides.
Definitely the story of the game. We got three wide receivers, two to the left, Janky to the left of DeLegio in the shotgun. As we have a whistle and a stoppage in play. DeLegio having a conversation with the umpire. Wonder if the play clock didn't reset.
It's still at 25 seconds if those clocks down on the field are correct. And
oh, they got to change out the balls. They had their punting ball on the field instead of their offensive ball. You know, you tend to try to get a little bit of a slipperier ball out there for the punt. So, you know, when you send it down and maybe get a fumble.
Hey, being a third string defensive lineman for Huntley football, you get a lot of action there at ball boy. And you got to know what you're doing in that position, or you can have a mistake like what's going on the field. It is a dedicated job, and you got to know what you're doing out there on the field.
Well, the Raiders actually have their own ball boy. He looks to be no older than, I don't know, 10, maybe 12, I don't know. Little kids nowadays, young kids nowadays, you can never really tell, but little man's out there hustling off the field.
Yeah, it's nice also looking out of the stands, seeing former players, former people that we went to school with ourselves back to watch Huntley.
Hey, I'll say that ball boy, nice form on that tuck and run. We might be looking at Huntley's next running back. As Janky lines up to the left of DeLegio. Walker in motion left to right. Hand off to Janky up the middle as he powers forward for a gain of 5.
You're talking about that ball boy becoming a running back. He's watching Hayden Janky right now on the field doing his thing. Probably taking a lot of things out of Hayden's playbook.
Yeah, Hayden. I don't know if that kid's going to get to be the size of Hayden, but definitely a good person to watch run the football. That was only a gain of 3, so 2nd and 7 from the 44. DeLegio in the shotgun, Walker in the slot to the right. Both Witt brothers out wide. Hand off to Janky up the middle, cut right. And he is swallowed up by a group of Warrior defenders, gain of 1.5.
This is making me wonder. I know that we've been effective in the run game, but playing a pass play every now and then doesn't hurt the offense. It seems like McHenry's defense is starting to know when they're going to run.
Well, and you know, like we said, you don't want to throw an incompletion. 3rd and 5, you're still staying, you know, in front of the sticks with a 3rd and short. As they do go to the pass on this, and another quick hook route to Jacob Witt down the right sideline. Another gain of 5.5, 6 yards. That's their 3rd and short play. Their 3rd and mid game is right there. Witt, take 5 steps, turn around, catch it, and fall down. That's their go-to.
And I'm wondering if it's his safe hands, because it seems like this guy does not drop the ball. He was right there, ready to catch the ball and go down for the first down.
Walker and Witt to the short side of the field right. DeLegio in the shotgun with Janky to his left. Walker motion right to left. Hand jet sweep to him. Cuts it upfield, but is brought down after a short gain of about 3. And there's that jet sweep again, Tommy.
Yeah, Bryce has been getting his work cut out for him tonight. Like we were saying earlier, we were wondering when he was finally going to get the ball handed to him. It looks like that's been twice so far in this second half.
Walker racked up 6 carries for 101 yards in the game last week against Crystal Lake Central. He's seen about that many carries in this one as well. Tick down under 5.5 minutes. 2nd and 8, Walker goes in motion again. But it's a handoff to Janky up the middle, who is tripped up and falls forward.
Flag on the play. Let's see what the call is from the officials.
Yep. And that's going to be a hold on the offense. So that's going to back them up. It's going to be 2nd and 18 now. Correction, 2nd and 13.
With that penalty, I believe that their Red Raiders' main goal right here is to at least get in range of field goal, make this a 2-possession game.
A net loss of 6 leaves them with 2nd and 14 with 5 minutes remaining. DeLegio in the shotgun, Walker motion left to right. Fake the handoff to Janky as they flip it back out to the left to Walker. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage. Now 3rd and 10. This is where you'd expect that hard count.
You saw it at the beginning of this drive. They almost jumped offsides. They almost jumped offsides again with that hard count. So let's see if it works again.
Third and 10. This is where we've seen that hard count utilized. So we'll see. Janky to the right of DeLegio in the shotgun. And there it is again. They go back to it and get the offsides once again. How many times is McHenry going to give it? And you want to know what's going to happen now, Tommy? It's going to be a 5 to 6 yard hitch to Witt down here in the bottom.
It was 3rd and 11. For the million upty-tooth time, they make good plays. They have a couple of good plays, and then they make a mistake like that.
You got Josh Witt to the short side of the field to the top. Look for that short 5 to 6 yard curl right to the sticks.
Yeah, they have one safety back there. Let's see if they can take advantage of that.
DeLegio gets his call from the sideline. 4 seconds on the clock, and the snap is fumbled. DeLegio is able to pick it up, but not after a loss of 6 yards on the play. No, more than that. Looks to be a loss of like 8 or 9.
Yeah, this is going to be a long fourth down. I'm thinking that they're going to get the punt team out there, try to get the ball deep as possible into the McHenry side of the field.
And that's exactly what they're going to do. Wotas trying to pin the McHenry offense deep. They're going to have about 3 minutes to work with, 2 timeouts. No rush. Wotas, free kick. So that ball bounces at about the 14, keeps rolling inside the 5, down to the 2.5 yard line, and that's exactly what you wanted to see out of Wotas.
Yeah, Wotas did exactly what was needed to be done. Kick the ball, let the ball keep rolling, let the kickoff team, or the punt team, down the field in time to just stand there and let the ball keep going, let the ball keep rolling.
An interesting strategy by McHenry to not bring any rushers. We've seen them get close on a couple of punts. They don't rush anybody and still don't field the punt. Not great execution for McHenry. Now they're backed up at the 3. They've got a long way to go.
See, I'm wondering if they're just trying to be safe on that punt return. Try to be safe. Try to make sure that they had the ball and didn't touch it to make a mistake.
Safe and getting pinned at the 3 don't typically go together. Caruso from his own end zone. Got Twins left. He's looking right. He's firing deep. And that pass is broken up by the cornerback for the Raiders, Zach Garifo. A nice play in the right spot, 2nd and 10.
I was just trying to say that the guy was playing it safe. They had a lot of bodies out there. It could have easily hit somebody and it ended up in a turnover. So what they were trying to do is they spread apart. They saw that the ball was low, so they cleared out the way so nobody on the team touched it. They may be back in the third, back on their 3-yard line, but it looked like that quarterback had some time back in the pocket there to make a play.
Ended up firing that one in double coverage as they go to the ground game and only get about a yard.
Yeah, it was stuffed by the Huntley defense, completely stuffed. He only had a couple yards on that game, if not no yards.
You've got Panarci down at the bottom, wide side of the field, one-on-one with Liam Manning. And then you've got Zach Manis one-on-one with Fiebig to the short side of the field. We'll see which one of those matchups Caruso decides to go after. He takes the snap. He's looking towards Manis. And it's through his hands. He was past the first down marker. And it is through his hands, incomplete, 4th and 9.
And when you're not building confidence on the field continuously, you're not going to have the confidence to make plays like that. You have the ball go straight through your hands. That's what happens when you're inconsistent and you're not bringing down the consistency on every single play.
Manis, a good game to this point. 2 touchdowns, a 2-point conversion, a 50-yard reception in there too, but a critical drop on 3rd and 9. This could be the game for the Red Raiders defense. 2.5 minutes left. They run motion left to right. Flip it out. and Raiders unable to make the tackle. That's Joey Arvidsson. Had him stopped about 5 yards short, but misses the tackle.
Yeah, McHenry's definitely making this game interesting. They are not going out without a fight. And looking at the student section, I'm kind of sad with how many people are leaving here tonight. We want to see more bodies in the stands to make sure that they can push this Red Raider defense over the line.
Trips left. They're going to miss a fantastic ending trying to beat the traffic. Looking right, throws into the flat, and it's incomplete. A nice breakup there by the Raiders defense. That's Jack Koss. Second and 10, 2 minutes remaining. McHenry still has two timeouts, and keep in mind, in high school football, the clock stops every time you get a first down.
Yes, and another thing I'm noticing is we may be up, but we're still taking this game super seriously. We have all our starters out there. This isn't crunch time. This is crunch time.
Fiebig press coverage one-on-one with Zach Menes. That's where they're looking. Down the sideline, incomplete, overthrown. Fiebig right on the coverage there. You can tell where the McHenry offense is trying to come from right now. It's Caruso to Manis, and that's all that they've got.
Hey, what I saw great about that play is our cornerback was level with him the whole entire way down the field. Step for step, making sure that there was no space for that wide receiver to catch that ball.
Third and 10. Manis one-on-one at the top again. Keep in mind, you've got Zach Garifo kind of shading that way to help out Fiebig a little bit, but he's on an island by himself. They're looking that way. Comes back left. That's Parise. They had two receivers in the area. They had Zarek and they had Panarse, but that one falls incomplete. Another fourth and long. Minute and 52 remaining.
Yeah, but we've seen already on this drive here, Anthony, they are not afraid to go for it from all the way back in Huntley's side of the field.
Well, they really don't have much of a choice.
That brings up another fourth down for the Warriors.
And before this fourth down play, we are going to get a timeout, and we're going to head back to the station one more time for a quick break. We are back in a quick word from our Huntley Realty.
Yes, this Huntley football game has been brought to you by Huntley Realty. Huntley Real Estate has been helping homeowners close on their new homes in Huntley for the past 17 years. Please call 847-669-4010 for all your Huntley real estate needs.
Fourth and 10, a minute 52 on the clock. Ball at the 17 right hash. This is the game for the Warriors, same for the Raiders. Manis in motion left to right. Caruso looking that way and finds his target down the right sideline for a first down.
Yeah,
that's
he
Manis.
Was standing right on the edge of the field, right in bounds, caught the ball, no one was around him.
Fell out of bounds, stopped the clock. First and 10 from the 30.
Again, they're only one position down. If they can get down the field and converge on 2 points, then we have a ball game.
Trips left, Caruso looks right and quickly tucks. Oh, and he's drilled from behind. He tried to step up and ran into two defenders. He came back and he was stuffed by C.J. Philbick.
Yeah, C.J. Philbick went full John Cena, said, "You can't see me." Sack.
I apologize, that was Ben Wiley with a big sack on first down. Second and 16, Caruso takes the shotgun snap, looks left. Miscommunication!
Oh!
And it's just over the head of Ari Fiebig for the interception. The receiver, Panarse, stopped at about 7 yards. Quarterback threw it to about 10.
Yes, and if he had a little more hops out there, he could have had that interception almost right through the fingertips right there. Let's see what happens on this next play.
Third and 16. Clock now reads a minute and 17 seconds. Twins left with a fullback shaded left as well. Corners adjust, switch their mans. Caruso drops back to pass, looks left. And it is complete to Panarse again. with Justin Jacobson there in coverage.
Yeah, I don't think the Huntley defenders knew where the ball was going on out there. They thought the one guy was about to catch it was too high for him. Ended up going to the guy right behind him for a McHenry almost first down here.
A Huntley timeout with 57.4 seconds. And I think they're actually going to end up making this an official timeout with Tegan Panerse down, who just made that catch. He's got a right arm injury. He came up holding his arm. So they originally signaled Huntley timeout, but I believe they're switching it to an official timeout. Panerse was going to line up and play that out, but as soon as they blew the whistle, he took a knee. So we'll see what they end up doing.
Yeah, there's 57 seconds left in this fourth quarter. It's fourth and one. The main thing about this is, first off, getting the first down to extend the drive. Make sure that this is a pickup and a first down. It gives them somewhat of a chance to make a couple plays here. But if they can't pick this up and they do turn over on downs here, it's all Huntley's game, and all they have to do is maybe a couple QB kneels to end out the game. And he's up.
Yeah. Panerse is able to walk off under his own power. And something that we are going to try to do throughout these home games this season is try to get a post-game interview in with Coach Namola, talk about the games. Unfortunately, tonight, our game has run long. So we are off the air at 10 o'clock no matter what. And it's, you know, it's 9:50. It's not looking like we're going to be able to get that post-game interview in with Namola. But make sure you stay tuned for those throughout the season. But right now, we've got 50 seconds. Caruso hands it up off the middle. And he is fourth and one. They get the first down. They've got to hurry up and place the ball. Sticks move, clock stop. And they spike it. Caruso spikes it after picking up that first down. So it's going to be second and 10 from the 41 with 48 seconds left.
Yes, that's exactly what McHenry needed to do. But like he said, it is only 48 seconds left. They have one timeout now in order to get the touchdown and the two-point conversion.
McHenry is going to need a chunk play at some point. Where is that going to come from, as they now have a new receiver in the ball game? That's Carter Seitz. Caruso looks the other way towards Meneses, and does he pull it down? He does.
Yes, that was tipped by the Huntley player, tipped right off of his hands into the McHenry player's hands.
Fantastic concentration. I believe that was Meneses again. Caruso runs up to the line and spikes it. Now 37.9 seconds remaining, 33-yard line. Man, Tommy, I really hope this game does not go to overtime and we get kicked off the air.
Yeah, Huntley really needs to contain their heads right now and stay level-headed. There is a lot of emotions going on down on the field, especially from number 43 on the defense. He needs to make sure that he's not making any mistakes that could result in a penalty.
Bend don't break for the Raiders defense. 37.9 seconds left. Ball on the 33. Right hash. Caruso in the shotgun. Twins left. High snap. Caruso handles it. Rolls right. Steps up. Fires. Incomplete. Intended for Kinshoffer.
Yeah, Huntley was playing 2-0.
And they're... looks to be a flag on the play. Are they going to call defensive pass interference? They are. That's going to be a 15-yard penalty, and that's going to set McHenry up very well.
Yeah, with 31.6 seconds left of the game, this could be huge for McHenry going the other way.
That call is going to get him down inside the 20. Make it the 18 now. First and 10 from 19-yard line. Apologies. First and 10 from the 19. 31 and a half seconds remaining. Caruso in the shotgun. Rolls left, looks left, fires left. He's got a receiver in the end zone. Incomplete. Almost intercepted. James Lang right there, able to get a hand on it.
Yes, we got 25.6 seconds now. McHenry has a couple more opportunities to get this ball into the end zone. They're going to make sure that they want to find their wide receivers that they've been going to at heavy tonight, but they've also been making plays as well.
And with 25 and a half seconds left, McHenry uses their final timeout at the 19-yard line. I'm kind of surprised by that. An incomplete pass, clock stops already.
And the weird thing about this is they just used their last timeout. What happens if they do catch a ball and they can't get out of bounds?
I mean,
that's huge.
Luckily, 25 and a half seconds, it's still going to be plenty of time to sprint up and get a spike. But second down, if you're short of the sticks, now you spike on third. Now it's fourth. You've got one chance. I'm not sure the timeout was the right call there.
No, I don't think it was either. But right now, since they did take the timeout, I'm expecting them to come out here and try to take a shot downfield in order to get this points.
I agree 100%. I think this is definitely a ball that you see get thrown into the end zone. So, hey, watch for your guy, Zach Meneses. You know, he's been hot all game long. You've got Meneses down to the left, the wide side of the field, one-on-one with Ari Fiebig. He's looking that way, rolls left, fires back right. That's Arvidsson in coverage. That ball is incomplete, just out of reach, intended. Not sure who that is out there for McHenry.
I don't know, but he almost had possession of that ball there. It looked like McHenry's student section definitely thought that he caught that ball. They were going wild over there.
Definitely a close play. They rolled left and fired back right. I believe that might have been Carter Seitz, the intended target. They've got Zarek in the slot left. Meneses to the top right. He's looking that way. Fires that way on the comeback, but it's short. Meneses didn't stop his route in time, and now it's 4th and 10. 15 seconds left.
It looked like he was about to stop. It looked like he was going to stop, but then he just... I think he slipped out there. I think it was a slip.
Well, I think Caruso rushed that one a little bit. He had time in the pocket. Wait that extra half a beat, and then throw it out there. But again, another 4th and 10. This is the game.
This is huge, all down to this. This could be the last play by...
At the top, Caruso in the gun. Takes the snap, looks that way. Back across the middle, all day to throw. Across the middle, and it's intercepted! It's intercepted!
Yeah, that was a smart move by the guy who intercepted the ball. Get down, make sure you don't fumble it. Complete the turnover.
James Lang, interception in the end zone.
Three seconds left, baby. There is a flag.
There is a flag on the field. We'll have to sort this out. If it is a penalty on Huntley after the interception, they should still maintain control of the ball. James Lang in the right place. Caruso fired it into the end zone. And James Lang picks it off. A great play by the free safety, and that looks to bring out the Huntley offense.
Yeah, you can hear the student section going. They're very excited for this Huntley W if they can get it over the line here with 3 seconds to go.
We are going to be able to hang on to y'all until the end of this game, but unfortunately, like we said, no post-game interview, but we are going to be able to take this all the way up until the end of the game, no matter what time that is. Shout out to Jim Eggers in the station, making sure we get these commercials out, we sound great, and you guys can hear us. And DeLizio counting up, making sure he's got enough people on the field. He's going to get under center into victory formation and kneel out the clock.
Yes, and this is amazing for Huntley, who has started their season 2-0. I'll be honest with you, reading the predictions and previews going into this season, there wasn't a lot of confidence behind this Huntley team, but they are going out there each week and themselves to the people all over Illinois.
So the penalty does in fact look to be against Huntley, but it was after the interception. So from the point that Lang went down, they're going to back it up 10, but DeLizio under center in victory formation, he's going to take one knee, and this game is going to be over, as Huntley is going to take this one 23 to 15 as they held off that late rally.
Yes, and I'm going to be honest with you. The huge key to the game was doing your job. We talked about that to kick off the show. Each team needed to go out there, prevent mistakes from happening, and get their assignments done. And that's what Huntley did better than McHenry did tonight.
We talked about it all game long, and the difference maker in this one was the penalties that McHenry just continued to rack up, giving first downs all over the place to Huntley, knocking themselves out of field goal range, and they just let this one get away. They put up a fight at the end.
It also seems like McHenry was always shooting themselves in the foot at the worst possible moments. They were making mistakes after going on drives and going and making some progress, but then they were just stunting them first by dumb mistakes.
Yeah, it wasn't the cleanest of second halves for Huntley, but they managed to get the job done, hold off the rally from the Warriors, and solidify the win. So with that victory, Huntley now moves to 2-0 on the season after their win against Crystal Lake Central last week. And now they head out to Prairie Ridge, another top team in the conference. It's going to be a good challenge for them. As for McHenry, they return home for a game against Jacobs next week. For Anthony Collada, we got to get off the air. For Anthony Collada, my color guy, Tommy Benner, and Jim Eggers in the station.
Yes, thank you for listening, guys.
Red Raiders win. Have a good night.